gives me great pleasure to introduce to you this week's gift givers, Derek Raines and David Gooden. Derek and David lived around the Atlanta, Georgia area and were distributors for EnviroTech International, the waterless car wash company I spoke about back in volume 31. And it was they who gave me one of the most poignant gifts in my lifetime as it relates to making friends, working with others, and influencing people. Long ago, I heard it said that the world is a big enough place for just about every idea and perspective, and that one of the highest forms of thinking is being able to hold two diametrically opposite ideas in your mind at the same time. These two notions pay great tribute to the human ability to think and reason and come to his or her own conclusions. What a great inalienable gift it is that we can think for ourselves, but yet such a high price contained in that infinite freedom of thinking for ourselves, that we must be able to hold in our heads thoughts that are completely contradictory because billions of people hold this same inalienable freedom to think for themselves. In 1999 and into 2000, Derek, David, and I spent a lot of time on the road in a car covering hundreds and thousands of miles throughout the Southeast. One of the first things anyone getting to know Derek and his wife, Zelfia, and David and his wife, Cynthia, is that they are full of faith. They are devout Christians, and they're the type of people that when you look at the good works they do in service to their faith, doesn't matter what your religious persuasion is, you're inspired by what they do in service to others in reverence to their faith. I, on the other hand, having gone through high school and been an altar boy and a lectern at the Roman Catholic Church, St. Simon of Jude in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, had sort of drifted away from such important matters relating to faith and really not sure why until I met Derek and David and we had the opportunity on those long drives to have lots of conversation. Now, stick with me. It's not the content of the conversation that is important to this message, although that was important to me personally. The gift I'm speaking of here today is the conversations themselves and what Derek and David taught me through those moments. Now, you can imagine the juxtaposition of the devout, faithful Christian soldiers that David and Derek are and me, who's riding along, having a wonderful time at life. Happy-go-lucky. So there were lots of conversations where the opinions, where the ideas were definitely diametrically opposed. But over time, I would find myself in particular situations where something that David and Derek had shared with me or discussed bubble up as it relates to faith. And the funny thing was, is that they weren't saying anything different than I had heard over the past 29 years of my life, but here were some of their ideas coming to my conscious mind and causing me to think about them, to ponder them. And it was all as a result with Derek and David never causing me to feel that my ideas, my thoughts were wrong, and they never caused me to feel that they thought that they were always right. Derek and David eliminated dogmatic thinking from the conversation. It's human nature. No one likes to be told how wrong they are. And that's what dogmatic thinking in a conversation does. It makes the rightness or the wrongness of a person the topic of the conversation rather than what the topic of the conversation really is. The only way to reach people, to work with people, to have meaningful relationships with people is to always leave room for people. And that's the power and the paradox of the notion that the world is a big enough place for just about every idea and perspective, and that one of the highest forms of reasoning, one of the highest forms of thinking, is being able to hold two diametrically opposite opinions or ideas in your mind at the same time. And these are the very two notions that guide us to eliminating destructive dogmatic thinking. It's being able to completely and absolutely disagree with the person across the table from you, but yet still leaving room for them to express their inalienable freedom to think for themselves. This is hard doctrine, and no doubt I have failed at it many times in my life. And no doubt it's an ongoing battle to manage every interaction without bringing dogmatic thinking to the table. But it's a noble fight. It's a worthwhile fight, because in that moment, we pay honor, we pay tribute, we pay respect to the inalienable right that we hold as human beings to think for ourselves. And when we show the respect to others by leaving room for them, oh, the progress we can achieve and the goodwill that we can sow and the joy that we can find working with and through others is infinite. And of course, the growth we'll find in ourselves, just like my full of faith, faithful friends, Derek and David, helped me discover as it relates to matters of faith. So thanks, Derek and David, and certainly Zelfia and Cynthia, for the gift of leading people by leaving room for people. And we leave room for people by working hard to bring as little dogmatic thinking to the equation as possible. And personally, thank you for starting me on my journey in matters as it relates to faith. And thank you for listening. And never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.